This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, it's fall now. Time to put away the lawnmowers, the weed whackers, and the goats. Father-son duo Mike and Doug Maurer of Twin Willow Ranch have been working their way around southeast Michigan with goats in tow this summer. They call their service all-natural brush clearing, and this backyard in Milford is the goats' last job for the season. Stateside's Lindsay Scullin brings us this audio postcard.
Yes, they have names. We don't know them.
My wife, Denise, she names all the goats. She could tell you every goat's name, and she could tell you whose kid, who was their mother. And
grandmother for most of them.
Right. She knows everything about them.
I know some of their names. That's Candy's Kiss, and that's Goofy behind it.
That's about it. Mom calls me Goat Boy. She calls him Goat Man. 32, so I feel like equal goat man, but whatever.
There's only a few ways to clear certain areas of ground where you can't get bulldozers and stuff like that in, or just tractors in. Just the ground's not suitable for it. People don't want to use chemicals because it's bad for the ground and stuff, and they don't want to use burning. It's just unsafe. So the goats come in and do their job, and that's why they use them.
We have 10 goats on this job. All the jobs are set up so that we know how much we need to fence in to keep them in there for a week and let them eat.
It's not like we want them to come in and eat just poison ivy or just poison oak or something like that. They're not missiles. You can't just train them on one thing and have them go. They're just going to eat pretty much everything that's in there. And then the owners can come in and actually get to the base of a tree or get a lawnmower in or get some kind of machinery in. It goes from being this wall of green to where it's just stems and sticks left, and then you can get in there and do your job, whatever you wanted to do, without having to fight through a jungle. And then, unlike birds and other things, when they eat the seeds, they don't spread them because they grind them up, and then they have, was it four stomachs? So then when they go to the bathroom, there's nothing left. It's not like you're spreading more seeds other places.
It's an enjoyment factor for people because they use it for an entertainment. We've had people that have had big parties to come over and watch the goats clear their land and stuff, you know, barbecues and things like that. So it's also enjoyment for them.
And then also with, you know, the big green push nowadays, you know, everybody wants to be, you know, conscious of that. And it's a very earth-friendly method. So the goats come in, the only thing they leave is hoof prints and
fertilizer. That's right.
We tell people they fertilize as they go.
Come on. Good girl.
You can find Mike Maurer, Doug Bauer, and their goats on Twitter and Facebook at Twin Willow Ranch. For photos and video of the goats at work, head to michiganradio.org.